G'day, thanks for joining us here at Once When I Was Cool, a weekly podcast where two old blokes get together and try to outdo each other with stories of disappointment and the wild our lives have become. My name's Dave. I'm recording you here with you in midwinter in Tasmania, whereas I look at my unbearded friend Wee, who is up there in 29 degree Brisbane weather. Still winter, of course, but you know, there you go, different parts of the same continent. How are you, Wee?
Yeah, hey Dave, mate, I'm lovely and warm today. I noticed as soon as we joined the meeting, you're in two jumpers, or what looks like a flannelette shirt, t-shirt, and a jumper on top of that. Mm-hmm. You tell me you got the fires going. I'm mm-hmm. here in a shirt and shorts with all the other, aside from this room, all the other rooms all open up to the outside world. I actually had the fan on a bit earlier. So.
Well, I've hit the age now where it's acceptable to wear comfy slippers. It used to always be UGG boots and things like that. But now what I've gotten to is not only the age where I wear slippers, but I also have Crocs. And they are my slipper Crocs. So they're fluffy lined Crocs that keep your feet nice and warm. And you know what? I don't really care. They're a what color would you call that, Wee? It's sort of like a lilac.
Sort of sky blue by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Sort of going into a little bit of purple tinge to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross between a blue and a purple.
Yep, that's it. And they're super comfortable and I love them.
Blurple.
Blurple,
there's a new colour.
Yeah, Blurple. That's exactly right. But the other thing I did recently, Wee, was I bought myself an old, because I live on some a little bit of acreage and I've always got things to do and I hate towing trailers and doing things like that. So I bought myself an old utility. For those of you who aren't sure what it is, think SUV with a tray back or, you know, something like that, just for car, just a cheap old one that runs fairly well. I think it's, and I say an old one, this goes to show how old it is. It's actually a 2001 model.
Nice. What I like is that, you know, our people are around the world in America and over there will be thinking of the utilities that. So if you imagine your utilities that you have there and then pour some cold water on it so it shrinks down to about a third of the size, that's what size it would
be. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just a little, like, I don't know, just a little farm ute type thing or something like that. But the thing about it is I when I got in it, when I bought it, I had a look at the sound system. And you know what's in there?
What's in there?
Cassette deck.
Nice. That is old school.
Yeah, it
is. Was it aftermarket or original?
No. It was original. It's an original one.
And
everything sort of went pretty well. And I, of course, have no cassette or no tapes anymore to put in it to play to find out. So I'm just stuck with the radio. And if you've listened to our radio episode, you'll know how much disdain I have for listening to radio and not having any control over what it is I want to listen to. But Tammy went over to Western Australia just recently to visit one of her school friends. And they went out and Tammy mentioned to her friend and said, you know, that she was going to look for some cassette tape. So they went for a look around a few of the op shops, or a few of the older music stores, and she actually found some for me. It's interesting what's available and what's left on cassettes these days, but they tell me that it's a bit of a market coming back. So I'll show you the ones that were cheaper. The first one she got me.
I can't see it. It's blurred out and the reflection.
It's the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack.
Oh, no.
Ghostbusters That's 2, awesome. Not Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters
then
2.
She also got me this one. This one went for about $15, apparently. And I said, why is that? And apparently they're a collector's item. I said, I find that hard to believe. And that is Split Enz, Time and Tide. So Split
That's
Enz,
awesome.
Great 70s, early 80s New Zealand band. They were particularly
Australian,
big in Australia. Yeah. So the next one she got me, and this one comes from K-Tel, the great maker of cassette tapes. I think this one was only 50 cents or so. And this one is called 20 Great Tear Jerkers.
Oh, nice.
All these people that I've not really heard of, but some of the songs I've heard of, Bye Bye Love, To Know Him Is to Love Him.
Wow.
Other songs on there that I probably would know if I've heard them, but didn't. And the last one,
Country Giants.
Country Giants.
That's awesome.
Featuring Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Jimmy Dean, Johnny, and Don Gibson. Now, I was extremely grateful to Tammy for getting these for me. I'm not sure with the Country Giants what she thought I would have meant. So anyway, I got out into the car to try out the tape deck, and funnily enough, didn't work. So I now have these four cassette tapes. So
to give away.
Well, no, not really. Not if there was something else. The KTEL one in particular, the one from KTEL, you know, that's tremendous. But yeah, anyway, awesome. It got me to thinking with this rambling on before we even get to what we're talking about. As I was thinking about these ones, particularly the Country Giants, I thought these are really old. And I remembered that the car trips that we used to have, and we used to always have cassette tapes, and we've done an episode on cassettes, so I won't get into that too much. But I guess when I was cool, we used to go on road trips and listen to the music that our fathers liked. Were you the same?
Well, yeah. As I suppose everyone knows, the Sicilian Ninja was the king of the castle, and we were the dirty rascals. So at the end of the day, if he wanted to listen to something, that's what we listened to. And he was more, if whatever mum wanted to listen to, we'd listen to, because that's just what he did. Mm-hmm. So, but he did like music. He always would have had tape players in all of his vehicles. Funnily enough, even in the Tirana out the back, after bringing it up here and getting the battery in it, I thought, oh, I wonder what's in the. I just hit play on the CD player, and I had an old CD player of his in there that he liked. So
he got you from beyond the grave.
He got me from beyond the grave, as he does. But yeah, it was still in there, and I've had a little bit of a sit in there and listen to some of them, but not too much. But my dad was into the greats of the late 50s, early 60s, and through the 60s. Mm-hmm. We'll start going through them in a minute. But what about you? What about you and your family road trips?
Well, I remember we used to listen to a lot of ABC regional radio, particularly in the summertime. If we did trips, we'd listen to the cricket. I know that my sisters occasionally, he would let them play some of their cassettes, but not usually for too long. And, you know, it was just when you're a kid and it's not something that you're interested in, you just blanked it out. You'd either have a sleep, or you'd read a comic, or you'd do something, stare out the window, or do whatever it did. We lived in outback Western New South Wales when I was really young, and our road trips used to start at about 2 a.m. and it was in the days before you had to worry about seatbelts or getting pulled over. And I remember they used to chuck a mattress in the back of the station wagon. We used to sleep up until about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and they'd get a fair whack of the trip over with before we even woke up.
Yep, that I'd have to agree with. That's what we did too, and we used to do our long trips. Aside from that, you know, there were the three of us boys, so we all had our certain spots. So, and we talked about that before, but we used to, you know, he's touching me, he's looked at me. Mm. And then you'd be playing games in the back, like give your brother a dead leg or something like that. See if you can get the one furthest away from you.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you, the old man put it, because I sat behind him.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, reach. Remember. Yeah, but you weren't.
Never out of his reach. I think I was in the worst actual possible spot.
Yeah.
Because I was in arm's reach of him every day. But anyway, we listened to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Righto. So let's list them. Let's go. What's your first one?
Well, my dad actually had a bit of an eclectic. He had a little bit of everything. He liked lots. He liked, we'll start with, say, Elvis, as everyone did back mm-hmm. through that time period. Mum loved Elvis, Dad loved mm-hmm. Elvis. Dad didn't mind a bit of the country with Kenny Rogers, Jim Reeves, the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. My dad used to think himself as a bit of a rocker back in the day there with his boats and things like that. So he certainly loved then his fast cars and all that. So he certainly loved the Beach Boys and, mm-hmm. you know, the Carpenters, Cliffy Richards, all of those type of mm-hmm. people. And then he sort of didn't really progress too much. They're the sort of music I remember a lot of. They didn't, I suppose like us, we still look back and talk about the 80s, don't we? And what a good time that was, 80s and 90s.
Yep.
And there's some great music now, but I, you know, they didn't seem to, it didn't seem to progress that much.
Well, it seems to stick in your mind with the sorts of music that they listen to. And I could be wrong. There could be a whole lot more, but I only sort of remember a certain number of artists that my father was particularly interested in. He wasn't a particular follower of music or fashion or culture or anything else like that, really. He was sort of his own man. But one of the ones that really stuck with me, and I don't, you'll have to let me know if you've ever heard of this guy. And I think it was a bit of a gospel singer from Mind, but it was around in the sort of 50s, 60s, I think was the main one, but seemed to percolate through until the 70s and 80s. And certainly I did a trip across Australia with my old man when I moved back from Western Australia to Queensland, and he came and drove with me, and he had still had some of this music today. And that was by a fella named Charlie Pride. Have you ever heard of Charlie Pride?
Absolutely. Yes, both my my dad and my mum used to love Charlie Pride.
Mm. So he used to sing a bit of gospel and country sort of mix there.
Mm.
And I don't, you know, I couldn't name anything. I just know that Dad used to always listen, or used to like to listen to Charlie Pride. And I, for some reason, never accepted that. Whether it be that I was a blasphemer and never liked the gospel music, but I never, ever seemed to enjoy Charlie Pride. I couldn't tell you the name of a song that he sang, but I know that he was fairly popular.
He was. And he, in line, I think back, maybe even through the 70s, was like the likes of Kamal, and that those sort of guys were similar sort of types of music, you know, that sort of that type of music. But, yeah, look, we didn't have a choice. If we didn't like it, we couldn't say much about it, as you would know. We just had to put up with it. And I think if we complained about it more, he would have turned it, the Sicilian Ninja would have turned it up more and, mm-hmm. and made it and put it on repeat or whatever, kept turning the tape over and over.
Well, interesting that you should mention Kamal, because I don't ever remember that my father was much of a follower of Kamal. But Kamal always in the 70s and 80s always seems he used to turn up. Now, if you're not familiar with Kamal, he's particularly popular. He was particularly popular in Australia in the 70s and 80s. And he's a Malaysian singer who I take it is now based in Australia. Looking at it here, it seems that he's still alive. He's 88. So. But it was interesting that he was always there, and he always seemed to turn up on various TV shows or performances, or back in the days when we had telethons and those types of things. Kamal was always there. Not a bad singer, a bit of a crooner, but, yeah, just I don't know why he was so popular, but he always was.
And he was also on the Midday Show with Mike Walsh and all of those guys, you know, so I think that's where he had that. The daytime ladies midday, you know, that was what they all sort of come home. And for those who don't know who that was, we had a midday show here. I think it ran for an hour and a half. So it went from midday to 1:30, and then you had The Young and the Restless, then Days of Our Lives. And so that was the sort of the mums would get in and watch that.
The stay at home mother, mother collection. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And I think he was, I remember, you know, if I was ever home from school, I seemed to see him on there a lot.
Mm.
So I think, you know, that's probably maybe through osmosis from my...
I think he turned up on things like Hey Hey, It's Saturday and some of the variety shows, but certainly at every telethon and other sorts of things. I think he'd turn up to the opening of an envelope if he'd been invited. But he was a bit like, who is the one that used to, that did the ads for St. George Bank, a woman that used to always sing the national anthem, Julie?
Not sure, mate.
I want to say Julie Anthony, but I'm not entirely sure. And she was always sort of a similar sort of ilk. Yeah, so I don't even know what happened to her, but she was always there as well, but she used to turn up with Kamal as well. Did your parents ever have Kamal albums?
Yes. Yes, my parents did. I don't know who owned what in there in the record collection, but, yeah, there was a Kamal one in there. And back in the day, it used to be things like, not only would they have a full album, they might have the smaller, you know, sort of smaller, where they had three, like an EP, you know, basically. But I certainly remember a couple of those smaller ones. I wish I still had them, but certainly don't. Remember a lot of just random and various stuff. Wasn't a particular genre. Like, I think when we sort of were growing up, and even now, there's certain genres we sort of stick to. And you sort of, it tracks and it changes, but it doesn't really vary too much. They just had an absolute mix from country to rock and roll, being
country
the Beatles
and Western.
Another
one that my old man used to like, and I can't say that I really dislike this lot either. They had some reasonable songs, but yet again, I'm not too sure how many that I would be able to remember and tell you what they were. But that was the Kingston Trio. Did you ever hear
of the Kingston Trio?
Never heard of them. They were like a sort of poppy folk sort of music. Sort of band, and yet again, I just remember them being on. I couldn't really tell you the names of any songs or anything like that, but you know, they were sort of that. I think they were late 50s, early 60s type things that, you know, sort of stuck with him for a while. They were a fairly innocuous, inoffensive type bunch of fellas that used to make some reasonable sort of music, as they sort of did at that time. I think there was the usual guitarist and probably a bass player and a drummer or something like that. And they all used to sing and try and do harmonies and those types of things.
Yeah. Look, you know, it's quite funny. Even today, I was talking with my wife about a song that my mum liked.
Not with your mum, I was going to say.
No. With my wife, about my mum. And one of the Pearl Jam songs,
Your mum liked Pearl Jam.
Yeah, mum didn't mind Pearl Jam, but there's the particular song, you know, I'm just trying to think. The song where he's had the car crash and he's...
Yeah, that's a cover.
Where
Could My Baby Be?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So because my mum listened to that, she loved the Pearl Jam version of that. Mm-hmm. And then she would always sort of ask me to play that song for her.
Such a sad song, though.
It is, but I think it's the genre, I think, more back to she liked and things like that. So from their era. So, yeah.
And it is a good version of it.
It was on the radio. It was on the radio today, and that's what brought it up. It did get weird, and as things always do with us. What about Louis Armstrong? Did your dad like Louis Armstrong?
No, he didn't. Well, not that I'm aware of. He never really seemed to get into smooth jazz sort of stylings or anything like that. Jazz wasn't his sort of cup of tea, really.
Wasn't his bag, really.
No.
My dad didn't mind. Like I said, he had such an eclectic range, and I think that was part and parcel of his ethnicity.
Yeah.
Because there was even Italian tapes that we had listened to. We had no idea, no idea what was singing. But my dad would be singing away to these songs in the car.
Was he a native Italian speaker? He spoke Italian.
Sicilian. Not at home. Only when we were in real trouble or he was really annoyed.
But he grew up speaking.
Oh yeah. So our neighbour, funnily enough, was from the same little town that he was in Sicily. So, they were always, Dad used to always talk in the down the street to others of his age or, you know, to the oldies down the street. Mm. He'd be talking to them. The neighbor, he'd always be jabbering away with them over there. Most likely. I regret not being able to learn that as my primary language first, and then a secondary language. It's
I think it's
disappointing. Yeah, it's a lot harder now. My ignorance,
especially with that attitude.
My ignorance won't allow it.
Well, Well, I guess the next one that probably was a big one in my dad's life, and he actually knew more than one or two songs of, and actually had albums of, was Boney M. Always seemed to associate Boney M with my old man. Yeah, he really did, because they did some of the gospel-y sort of stuff, and not that my dad was particularly into gospel music, but more the type of singers and the type of music they were. But, you know, that sort of disco funk sort of thing from the, you know, the late, the mid 70s into the 80s, they were pretty good. They had some pretty big names. They had some pretty big name songs, some popular sort of stuff, which were always pretty good. And, you know, it's always the, you know, the mix of how the three sisters want that meme, three sisters want to start a band and mum says yes, but you have to take your brother. So that big lanky dude that was always a bit weird and bit used to be the hip and happening dancer.
So did your dad like to have a dance?
Not that I ever saw.
Did your mum ever say, like, you know, when they were younger, they'd go to dances? Because my dad used to apparently like going out, and I've never sort of seen him dance much in my life either.
Would have always been one of the local cops, so I'm sure he probably did. But yeah, I don't know. Talked about that sort of thing. I know he used to prefer to go and hold up the bar rather than going to dance, from what I can remember. But I don't ever remember seeing him cutting the rug or anything along those lines.
Yeah, I just wondered. I think, you know, I just think when I look at and think of Boney M, I think of their type of music, and I'm just thinking, I can imagine the old man just out there just carving up the floor, and
he's
a fairly big unit too. So that would have been
He wasn't always that big, but he was on the husky side.
But his size, you're not gonna lose that height or anything like that. He would have been probably taller back in his younger day, so he would have been a
He's only about 5'9". He wasn't that tall.
Was he? I thought he was taller than that.
No, he was like me. He's just a big presence in the room, and you take up a lot of space. Although I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it, and he isn't. He's not anymore, but he wasn't at the time either. He was, so, you know, use it when you can.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, I just would envisage everyone back in the day sort of going to dances, because that's what you sort of you hear about, and I suppose that's my ignorance of.
They possibly did. I don't know. I never really asked. I'll ask Ruby next time I'm talking to her, and I'm sure if she listens to this, she'll let us know. But I don't really recall any of that sort of thing. I know that as he got older, he didn't much care for that sort of thing, because he was usually down there knocking heads or evicting people or locking people up. But yeah,
throwing them out. Moonwalking backwards with them while he's throwing them out.
Doing the two-step backwards. So another one that seemed to be popular, and I know they were popular at the time. I'm not sure if my dad was that into it or not, but that was the Mamas and the Papas. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yep, certainly have. And they're something that I know that my dad would listen to, and you know, that's in sort of line, I think, with the Carpenters in around that time as well. I think
they were probably a bit after, because the Mamas and the Papas were the early 70s, and the main person in there, well, the main person that's best remembered was Mama Cass. She was a bigger lady who the story always was that she died from choking on a ham sandwich, which was the story that I always heard, but she didn't actually. She died of a heart attack, and she's only about 32 when she died. But I think all the years of being the size that she was, plus she sort of got into a bit of the nefarious type drugs as well. That sort of led to some strain on the heart.
Thin her down.
I think she did. I thought I'd read somewhere that she had lost quite a lot of body weight before she actually died, and that contributed to her heart problems. So, but I'm not entirely sure.
What about, and I can't remember whether we've mentioned this person at all, Frank Sinatra?
No, he was probably a bit earlier. He was part of that Rat Pack with Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and those sorts of guys. And they were all the crooners and things like that, but they were always still around in the always doing TV shows in and movies and those types of things as well. I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. used to turn up in movies with Burt Reynolds. Was he in the Cannonball Runs or one
Cannonball
of those
Cannonball Run,
movies?
I thought, but I could be wrong, and I'm sure we'll be told around our disgraceful memories. What I also remember about these guys, and I'll include like the Bing Crosbys and stuff like that, is they all made Christmas albums.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that was huge. We don't get Christmas albums really anymore, and if you do, you can certainly get there's Christmas songs and you can get Christmas playlists and stuff, but remember the Christmas albums that used to come out? Like when we were growing up and we had to listen, get the Christmas album out and put it on at Christmas time. It'd be the Frank Sinatras and the Sammy Davis Jr.'s and Bing Crosby's and even Elvis.
Well, Elvis, it's amazing that you now go to your favorite music streaming platform and you put in a Christmas list, and it's really hard to get those sorts of mixes of those well-known sorts of Christmas songs anymore, because they're all under copyright and they just don't seem to play them as readily. They go for all these off-cut ones you've never heard of, which is fine for me because I'm not that interested in Christmas or Christmas songs, to be perfectly honest. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say me either. I'm just what I was getting to was that the artists that I know my dad liked seemed to always put out these sort of Christmas albums, or my dad liked pretty much whatever my mum liked, because that's just the way things were.
I know that Tammy would tell me, because she grew up in London. She lived in London till she was 19, and she was saying that it was huge in the UK back in the day for Christmas albums, or particularly Christmas songs and Christmas performances, to come out. And that was a real sign that you'd made it if you put out a Christmas song, especially if it goes gets in the top 10 or goes to number one or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. You know, you didn't see Guns N' Roses put out a Christmas album or anyone like that.
No, that's right.
Would have been awesome, though.
Yeah, although Bad Religion put one out a couple of years ago. It was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, awesome. I'll have to have a look at that.
Yeah, it was good. So anyway, next one you mentioned I mentioned earlier on before was Johnny Cash. Now, I have to admit, this is one that I do like. I really love Johnny Cash. I love his work. I love his voice and the music that he did. Not such a huge fan of his lifestyle, but, you know, there you go. That's what you get. But Johnny Cash is probably making just as much impression as he did when he was younger.
Yeah, my dad and mum both really like Johnny Cash, and you know, I do. Even when I hear Johnny Cash now, I do think of both my parents, because both of them really, really liked him, and you know, had albums and tapes. It's definitely, and you'd have to listen to at least a tape or two on the way from where I was to the city. Very, very big. And I'm assuming it'd be the same in your household as well.
It was popular enough in that he liked him. I'm not sure that Ruby really much cared one way or the other. I thought she sort of said, yeah, he was all right. But, Johnny Cash is one of the ones you could always go to, and it was the one that we could agree on as well, that we could listen to the music and, you know, didn't have to listen to Charlie Pride or some of the other sorts of ones. So it was a bit of a relief for that sort of point in time. Had good songs, and of course Johnny Cash took up the name Johnny when he was older. He was originally just born JR. He didn't actually have a first name.
No, Junior.
No, JR, not just Junior, just JR. Yeah.
Really? Ewing from Dallas.
Righto. I think that they just didn't have enough money for names when he was growing up. He grew up too poor for a name.
Too poor for a name. Great. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm that poor, I can't afford to say the full name. Yeah. Going through and looking at these guys, because when you're looking at the music that our dads listened to, and then essentially our mums listened to, and then what we had to listen to, they're across a couple of decades. Like with us, we talk about the 80s music and the 90s music, some noughties music, all of those sort of things. Couldn't even tell you probably what's on the top 40 these days. But I'm looking through and I know that having sort of young families through the 70s and into the 80s, my dad didn't tend to go too much with the newer music and moving forward. I think what I remember with him is that he ended up having that transition into bands like ABBA. Mm-hmm. Like he loved ABBA, and I think he loved it because he liked the look of them more than anything else. But
They had so many hits as well. I mean, they're a bit like the Beatles and a bit like Queen. Queen was another one that my dad liked, which, you know, was always surprising. But, you know, the Beatles, Queen, ABBA, they're these bands that you may not necessarily like the band, but I bet you that they've got at least one song that you can sing the lyrics to, or if it comes on the radio, you know that's who it was from, or more importantly, if somebody covers it, you feel appalled that they've done such a poor cover. And I think those bands, you know, are synonymous with, you know, those timeless types of bands that, you know, you may not like it, but they've got such a vast range of different music that there's always something that you're going to be able to tap your toe to and sing along with. And, you know, ABBA was one. And like I said, Queen and the Beatles were others because they had such a huge, huge collection of work.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, I can't remember my dad ever listening to Queen. It was more sort of us kids that were listening to Queen more than him. But and I think that's where, because my dad was a bit older when he had kids anyway, like comparatively, he was, when we were born, he was like in his late 30s, early 40s. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, that's still fairly late. So then having to put up with three teenage boys as he's getting a bit older with that music, I think he tried to keep up, and that was about as good as I think he got.
Yeah, well,
I think after the 80s and got to when I started listening to hip-hop at the end of the 80s, he was done.
Yeah. His tolerance had all been used up.
Oh, his tolerance was well gone. He's just like, I'll go out, you know. And it's not like he had radios blaring. When he was in the shed, he might have had a radio on, but or a tape playing or something like that. But when you're out in the paddock, you didn't have Walkmans or all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You just sung your own songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of different stuff. Probably the latest or the furthest into the 80s and 90s that I think my old man got was probably Dire Straits. And I always sort of like to think back and think that he liked Dire Straits, but looking back at it, I think there was probably four or five songs of Dire Straits that he really liked, and the rest of the time he wasn't that bothered with them. But there were a few songs that he really liked of theirs, so it was always a bit easier to be able to get Dire Straits. And look, I love Dire Straits, probably one of my top five favorite bands of all time, and can still put it on and listen to it, and you know, love Mark Knopfler and love the way he played guitar and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, like I said, there were four or five songs that he liked, and therefore he liked Dire Straits, but I don't think he would have ever listened to an entire album, you know, and never liked their earlier stuff.
No, and I can't ever really remember, and I don't know if you did or if anyone else does, your dad put a tape or a record on, you never skipped it. Even if they didn't like it, they'd just go and tinker and do something else until the song came on that they liked. They didn't fast forward it. They was like, well, that's, you've put it on, now you listen through it till the end of it. You know what I mean? So there was certainly never 10,000 tapes in the car that you had to keep changing them. Mm-hmm. I remember in the car, and I don't know if you remember them, you know, they were the cassette cases where they'd have about maybe 15, 20 cases tapes in there.
Yeah.
And if you didn't think to bring something with you when you were traveling in the car, you just had to go, oh, I've got to pick the best of this bad bunch I've got here in front of me.
Yeah. And there was no change when it became CDs either, I'll tell you.
No. If it would have been back in the day and it would have been maybe Kiss or something, because my older brother loved rock and roll, like rock, like I'm talking rock, the Megadeth and all that sort of thing. That was never allowed to be played.
No,
you know?
No.
But I honestly can't remember. It's sort of, I don't know, I'm a bit like it now, and I have to say, I think, you know, it's probably a bad thing, but when I'm driving, I tend to control the music because I'm thinking, well, I'm driving and I'm in control of the music as well.
Yeah, that's right. So all of this that we sort of went through, I guess the only other one, did we talk about John Denver or was that before we started?
No, we were talking about that before we started.
Oh, okay. So John Denver was another one. I'm not sure. It seems to fit in with the time, and I think there was the odd song here and there. I know I like John Denver, so I don't know whether the old boy did or not, but I seem to recall I always knew who he was, so to me that means that we probably had heard of it. And look, don't get me wrong, through all this, my father was no huge music aficionado. He wasn't that into
mine either, mate.
He just knew what he liked to listen to, and that was it. John Denver was another one who always seemed to have sort of good music and easygoing, and everybody could sort of listen to it and get along with it okay. So that seemed to be a good one. But,
and I think everyone, like you said, everyone could sing along to one of his songs, can guarantee you.
And even if you didn't, it wasn't offensive. It wasn't this crooning sort of preachy sort of stuff that we used to listen to. But probably the most recent thing memory I have, and you know, this was, you know, probably 2010, 2012, was that he and my mother used to sit up. Did your parents have pay TV in Australia? We don't have all the channels. We just have sort of pay TV. That was before all the streaming services. All right. Well, on one of them, there was a channel and there was a TV show called Jukebox Saturday Night. And it used to play all the video clips. So a lot of them were just live performances because they never had film clips. And it just plays music video clips from the 1950s up until the 1980s.
He
and my mum used to just sit up. Sometimes they would record it and play it back later on if they didn't get a chance to watch it, and would sit and watch Jukebox Saturday Night. And the music that came out of there was all these songs that you'd heard, you kind of had an idea of. It was quite surprising. And so they used to watch that. And interestingly enough, there was a guy on there who seemed to be on it for 30 or 40 years, or however long this show was going for. It wasn't that long, but anyway, he used to run it on the radio stations before he then got a TV platform. And he used to advertise these cruises, you know, up the cruises up the rivers in Europe.
Oh, yep.
And one of the ones he dropped dead of on the cruise, he had a heart attack. It died, and that was the end of him. So, yeah.
Okay. Great.
That finished on a good note, didn't it?
Didn't it?
But anyway, they used to love Jukebox Saturday Night and used to watch it quite frequently. And it was one of those ones
every Saturday night?
Usually every Saturday night. Sometimes on a Sunday if they'd recorded it.
Recorded it, yeah. Yeah, good. Now, question. Going into, you know, moving forward, do you think that the music that, like, music has changed and evolved, and everybody knows that, and, you know, what used to be rock and roll, and we were talking about this early, you know, Guns N' Roses used to be heavy metal, or, you know, rock and roll, and now it's sort of just like, it's meh, you know, it's just normal sort of music to us.
Yeah.
What do you think, that's what they're going to play in the nursing homes for us?
Possibly.
They're going to have
old, like, recorded copies of Rage.
Yeah. I just, because I look at it and go, okay, your parents are watching that 50, 60 years after that's what they liked and they listened to.
Mm-hmm.
50 to 60 years after for us would be the 80s. And I'll definitely be dead.
Yeah.
But
you'd be able to Bluetooth it into your coffin, though.
Yeah, I'm going to have a fully sick subwoofer and everything in there. On my blue velour on the inside of it. I'm gonna have it chopped, mate, so it's fully lowered than my coffin.
And you're gonna have it tinted.
Air horns, mate.
Yeah, and tinted.
Okay. And I'm gonna have air horns that play La Cucaracha. And anyone that comes within, you know, 5 feet of the grave, it'll start playing with and the
have,
sensor.
Have security strobes. Lights. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
On your royal blue headstone.
Yes, my royal blue headstone. And maybe I'll have some flames on it as well. Yeah. And racing stripes.
Anyway, well, you were saying they'll be listening in 50 to 60 years.
Yeah, will we be listening to, you know, will we be looking back thinking, oh, you know, this music now we can appreciate a little bit better? Or do you think we're just going to get the, you know, our ballads that we've talked about previously is going to be what we listen to?
Yeah, yeah.
And someone will be talking about that. Saying, you know, how they had to had to put up with listening to this music while their parents were driving in the car.
Yeah. Well, I know that they won't be replaying this back then, this rubbish that we put out.
Oh, well, you never know. Someone might stumble across.
Well, I might. I'm going to come play it to you in the nursing home when you've got dementia.
That's probably not too far away, mate.
No. You know, my memory's going. You know I won't do that because I'll have worse dementia.
You'll forget.
Yeah.
I had to do?
I just like the idea of putting the headphones on you and you looking around for where I am talking to you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll be looking out the window thinking that's you outside instead of creeping on me.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So anything else? Music our fathers like. To me, all I want to say is, like you said earlier, my dad was not a very big music aficionado. He liked what he liked and he certainly told you if he didn't like something. And even if you liked it, you just had to put up with it. And you could never argue why it was awesome.
So it didn't matter.
It didn't matter what we had to say.
Sorry, there's one more before we go on. One more. I cannot bear at all. My sisters do quite like this entertainer, but my old man loved it. And I'm not sure whether he loved it more because he knew how much distress and disquiet and dislike I had. And that was Billy Joel. I recognize that Billy Joel is a great performer, has some great music.
Great musician.
I just cannot bear listening to Billy Joel. I just do not enjoy it at all. And my old man loved him. And that was one album. I think one of my statistic sisters actually gave him a double CD set or something like that of all these songs. And I just cannot do Billy Joel at all. And which is a shame because, like I said, I recognize
he's a great some musician. Songs,
things, but I just,
he's great talent.
Oh, yeah, way more talented than I'll ever be. But I just can't listen to it. And my old man always insisted on listening to Billy Joel wherever we went.
They don't smash out your own version of The Piano Man anytime?
No, not at all. Although I did hear, and I did quite like the We Didn't Start the Fire song.
Yeah.
But I hear someone's just redone it as a version and put on all their own different sorts of things that have happened over the last few years.
It's
quite a poor version because his song was really clever with the way that he put it together and they're sequential. It follows through. This is just random things that have happened over the last 15, 20 years. And it's poor. I think Billy Joel would be turning in his grave if he heard that. Even though he's not dead.
That's what I was going to say, but anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Billy Joel, not for me. You can tell you like him, If you've got any thoughts or comments on what we've talked about today, what we've managed to take up 45 minutes of your time, let us know.
You're not getting it back either.
No. It belongs to us now. onceforschoolpodcasts@gmail.com. Keep those letters flowing in. I'll start those letters flowing in, I guess, is the one thing that we get. Thank you to, was it Sean from Texas?
Texas.
Yeah, yeah. Sean, you read on Facebook.
Shout out, mate. Yeah,
thanks. Thanks for getting in touch, Sean. We appreciate it. It's good to always hear from listeners. Yes, keep an eye out for us. Anything you'd like us to talk about or anything you want us to cover, let us know. And thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for looking around. Wee, anything else you'd like to talk about?
Oh, nothing that anyone else really wants to hear from me, I don't think.
No, likewise. I feel the same way about you as well. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Wee, thanks very much. Thank you, everyone, for every single person for listening. And we will catch you. We'll catch you soon.
Shaniqua.
Yeah. Now Sean.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, and Tim in Sydney. Righto. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.